I'm Margaret Mullings, and welcome to the special moment of prayer. It's spontaneous today. Wherever you are geographically, come on in and bless the Lord. I will be back after the hymn, and I do not own the copyright. Father, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Blessed hour of prayer. Hallelujah. Yes. Blessed hour of prayer. Yes. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, trust God today. Hallelujah. Trust Him. Yes. And as I fade that hymn, I do not own the copyright of that hymn, Blessed Hour of Prayer. And like I said, this is spontaneous. Hallelujah. And I just wanted to be obedient. And you know what? Obedience brings blessings. Hallelujah. But I'd just like to welcome each and every one of you geographically all around the globe. Come on in and bless the Lord. Glorify His name. Glorify the name of the Lord. Magnify His name. For the Lord of hosts is with you. The God of Jacob is your refuge. You will find me in Psalm 27, where David, the psalmist, wrote this prayer: The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? when the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock, and now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry on with my voice, have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou saidest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen to David's prayer. What a powerful prayer. Hallelujah. Right where you are, geographically, let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for this listening audience, Father. And thank you for the prayer of David. And Father, we thank you that you are our light and you are our salvation. So we will not fear. Father, I ask you that where fear is in our lives, remove it in the name of Jesus. Cause each and every one under the sound of my voice to stand on your word and not fear. For you are our strength. You're the strength of our lives. Therefore, we will not be afraid. Oh, my Father, this audience today, I ask you to stir their hearts today. Mend the heart that is broken. Oh, my Father, lift up the bowed down head today. Oh, in the name of Jesus. For those who are troubled on every side today, I pray right now, Father, that you would give them a hiding place in you, in your pavilion that David spoke about, in the secret of your tabernacle. Hide them who are going through so much trouble, so much rough seas. Hide them in your secret pavilion right now. Set them up upon a rock in the name of Jesus. Lift them up above their enemies all around them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hear the cry, O God, of this audience. Have mercy upon each and every one of them and answer them, Father. Cause them to seek your face in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Do not hide your face from them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, those who are lonely and everyone have left them, mother and father may have gone already on, O God. Oh, my Father, you promised that you will be there. You promised, Father, that you would take them up. Teach each and every one under the sound of my voice your way, Father. Lead them into the path of life. Deliver them not unto the will of the enemy, O God. Even those who are being lied on, falsely accused, slandered by false witnesses that have risen up against them, my Father, strengthen them right now. Impart endurance to stand, that they would not be overcome of evil, but they would overcome evil by doing good. Oh, my Father, impart a double portion of your endurance right now on this listening audience in the name of Jesus, to wait on you, God, to wait patiently for you. Give them courage and strengthen them to wait on you, Father, for you will show up. Meet every need today, Father, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Before I leave you, I would like to leave with you, to encourage you right where you are geographically. I want to leave this poem with you. Yes, actually, the Lord inspired me to write it on Friday, the 16th of April, during my prayer time, 5:35 a.m. Yes, listen, may this encourage you, to you who have been on this journey now a long time, many years, and some of you may feel like God has forgotten all about you. He has not forgotten you. God has a time, and when it is time, He will show up. So listen, God will show up for you today. God bless you. I have to leave you now, but in our next time of prayer, I would share that poem with you. I don't know if you hear the horn blowing, but I've got to go. God bless you right where you are.